All right, people of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious. For as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, to an unknown God. Now, what you worship as something unknown, I am going to proclaim to you. It can be tormenting to know there is something more, but have no answer for what it is. Tune in to today's sports, media, music, movies, and culture, and you will find many platforms with the inscription, to an unknown God. Play the video. Skip the video. On the video, there's a quote from Tom Brady and different music clips talking about how there has to be more to life. Actor Shia LaBeouf said this recently. He's the star of the Transformers, Indiana Jones, the new Wall Street movie. He said, sometimes I feel like I'm living in a meaningless life. I know I'm one of the luckiest dudes in America right now. I've got money, I'm famous, but it could all go away. I have no idea where this insecurity comes from, but it's a God-shaped hole. If I knew how to fill it, I would, and I'd be on my way. Kanye West, in his song Welcome to the Heartbreak, said, I've chased a good life my whole life long, and now I look back at my life, and my life is gone. Where did I go wrong? There's no question that we live in a pluralistic, media-driven culture. And we gather here these days with full knowledge that there's a reason why our current generation cannot and will not find satisfaction from parties, money, sex, status, or even the latest one campaign. There's a reason that the Rolling Stones just can't seem to find no satisfaction no matter how long they try and they try and they try. And there's a reason that even sending the latest pumped up kicks halfway around the world will never fulfill a person's true meaning and identity. There's a reason. And these days we've gathered together to come around this central message that God created us to only be satisfied in Him. He created us with a void that can only be answered in Jesus. And in the midst of the sound bites, slogans, and political correctness, there's an enormous need for a people who will bear witness to the Savior, Jesus Christ, who unashamedly claims to be the way, the truth, and the life. And He calls all the weary and heavy laden to come to Him alone and find rest from their weary journey. In a world that celebrates social action and social responsibility, the body of Christ will simply be another group of do-gooders if we do not have a clear witness. We have a reason behind our action. Eternity is at stake. People will go to heaven, and yes, people will go to hell. This should do something in our hearts. And we need to be the voices that echo our Savior in calling the world to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. In my vocation with Pulse, I have the privilege of traveling and working with various outreach and evangelistic ministries. I travel with the Billy Graham team and with the Luis Palau ministry. I have the privilege of proclaiming the simple yet revolutionary message of Jesus Christ. And while I sit on varying leadership committees and boards that would like to believe otherwise, today's youth culture is hungry for the gospel. They are hungry for the message of Jesus. In a world of sugar-coated messages and half-truths, the clear-cut message of Jesus cuts to the heart and leaves many asking, what must we do to be saved? This year alone, I've had the chance to travel across the country and around the world. In North America alone, I've had the chance to talk to 600,000 young people this year. Many on universities, many in arenas. And in those audiences, more than 160,000 people have responded to the gospel, either to commit their lives to Jesus or to stand and say, I want to know more about this Jesus Christ. I ask us, the Lausanne Young Leaders, are we a people with a clear witness to the world? Are we leading our congregations and those groups we have influence over to pray for their friends who are lost and need Jesus Christ? Are we training them and training ourselves to boldly give an answer for the hope that we have? This is our mandate. We are a people with a message. I'm going to close with a quote from Billy Graham at the first Lausanne gathering in 1974. He said, "This is a Congress of World Evangelization." He said, we are enthusiastic about many things that the church does, from worship to social concern. But our calling is to a specific sector of the church's responsibility, evangelism. We believe our point of view has not been adequately represented at some of the world church gatherings. Therefore, we have met to talk, pray, and please God to advance the work of evangelism. We must bear witness. Thank you.